Good Morning Angels.
Jacaranda FM.
Our special guest, it is my privilege and pleasure to welcome in studio Mickey Jovanovic. Mickey, thanks. How are you?
Good. A little bit stressed, but good.
Lekker. Welcome. Welcome. Jovanovic. Is it my best Serbian?
That is actually one of the closest pronunciations you could do.
You're welcome.
So, well done.
I do try. Mickey, welcome. Welcome on the show and thank you for sharing with us. Read up a little bit about you. It says here you were born with a condition called congenital bilateral fibular hemimelia.
Hemimelia.
Close enough. Tell me more about that.
So it doesn't run in the family. It just happens. It's very rare in both legs. Very common in one, where you're born without the bottom part of your fibulas. So it depends case from case how severe it is. Some legs are mildly deformed and you can get it corrected with operations. Other ones are beyond repair and you either then sit in a wheelchair or you get your legs amputated. Mm-hmm. So my mom made the choice to just amputate both of them under the knee.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
It most certainly did not hold you back. That's also something I read about you.
No.
And I love that about you. You've got quite a strong network of people around you, I've noticed.
Definitely. But it's also thanks to my mom. She mostly raised me as a single mom.
Okay.
And her personality is very strong.
Right.
So she didn't for once, she didn't let me feel sorry for myself at all. So I think that helped a lot. Mm. Just growing up in that environment, I think it helped turn out like the person who I am today.
You're very active.
I try to be. I do go to gym. I do skip the occasional gym as well, like every person.
Welcome.
But I enjoy boxing. It's one of the only activities that feel like it exercises the whole body. And it's very good for my foot movements as well. So it keeps me active.
The prosthetics that you have right now, very soon they're not going to be good enough anymore.
Weight fluctuations plays a big role in your prosthetics. If you pick up too much, you struggle to walk. If you lose too much, you struggle to walk. So you need to keep it maintained. But I think in the past 3 years, I've lost a little bit and it's creating gaps on the side of my knees. So when you walk, your leg kind of wiggles. It's not as steady and stevig as it's supposed to be. So I've had these for about six to seven years. It's time for new ones that are more molded to my current limb, if I can put it that way.
Doesn't it also create the friction which is going to leave like bruises and blisters and that kind of stuff?
It creates blisters and sometimes it leads to more severe cases like a cyst.
Yeah.
So it just it also depends on the day, meaning weather-wise. If it's too hot, it's atrocious.
Did you say you're turning 30?
30 in March, yes. Yes.
What do you want for your 30th? I'm making a list.
Definitely new legs.
Okay.
And just a very like a braai. With a spit braai.
Braai is
like a verjaarsdag.
So what is your verskil? I mean, what's the range? Is there, because it sounds to me the way you're describing it, there's a very big difference from one set of legs to the next.
Yeah. When you put on your prosthetics, you put on a silicone liner. So it's a silicone sock that fits on your leg. Now that can vary from, I think, about 5,000 rand to until 20,000 rand for one.
Okay.
And that's the sport version. Gotcha. And that's what I have, and that's what lasts the longest because it can withstand more friction.
Because you're active.
Yes, yes.
But you started fundraising.
I did. It was a very difficult decision.
What are you aiming for?
250,000.
Is that what?
It's what it costs without labor.
Are you serious?
Yes. So a lot of people think it's expensive, and it is, but the majority of amputees only have one leg. And it automatically, in their mind, seems much cheaper, but now you have to double everything up.
Of course.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And that's excluding labor. My doctors aren't charging anything for that at all.
So your target is 250.
Yes.
Where are you now?
158.
That is
wow.
Yes. So
jeez, how'd you do that?
Facebook. Facebook. People who I don't know shared it, donated, and then I've had help with through a non-profit called Handy Capable.
That's incredible.
They help and assist disabled amputees, anyone like that, just to get a foot up as well.
New set of legs, braai.
That's it.
Anything else?
No.
You sure?
I'm 100% sure.
Shoes.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you ever worn like heels?
I can wear a very, very low heel because that's the other reason for the requirement of new feet. The current feet that I have, I need to change my alignment like you do with cars with an Allen key depending on the heel height. But it's very difficult because you get so used to walking the way you are.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it's wrong until someone sees you walking. It's like, but why are you walking so funny? It sounds horrible, but it's true. So it messes with your gait. And the new feet, you press a button. And you can just elevate your foot, put it down, put it up. So with those feet, I will be able to wear shoes up until 7 centimeters high.
Well.
So a little red bottom is in your future.
Maybe not a red bottom, but a cute little wedge from a, you know, local retailer. It's fine.
Okay. I think you're in good hands.
Yes.
Felicity is like challenge accepted.
Yeah, she's already got plans.
Yeah, she's got plans.
Oh, so I'm very excited about that.
That's very cool.
So that's what these the new prosthetics worth 250,000 rand. That's the capability.
It
will definitely. Sure, this is amazing. Yeah. You deserve it so much.
Thank you. It's so crazy because you don't realize how many different shoes have different like heel heights.
Yeah.
Your average gym tacky, it has a downward slope on the inside, and that already makes it difficult because then you go to work with flat shoes, have to put on your gym shoes, you have to adjust your feet.
Yeah.
But then you have to adjust it back, and then that's what creates the problem.
Got you.
Yeah.
When is your birthday?
26th of March.
26th of March.
It's around the corner. It's around the corner, but we have time.
Yeah, all set tight. I think we've got time. I want to offer you 100,000 rand.
I'm allowed to cry on air.
Oh, I do everywhere.
That's what we do.
That's why I don't wear mascara, Nikki. Okay, so we're going to help you get towards that new set of legs. I know that you are short about, math is very bad, I'll just round up. It sounds like something around 100,000 rand. So get those legs. I'm going to leave the shopping.
The shoes. Yes, please. Yeah,
that's a whole process.
Yes, please.
Thank you so much.
I think her cart's already...
Yeah, I'm hoping that this can all be done so that we can celebrate a very happy 30th birthday.
Yes.
Thank you so much. It obviously means the world to me. I don't know what I expected, but I didn't expect this.
We have very generous listeners. We really do.
Thank you so much.
So you keep boxing, fighting, salad to your mom. Sy klink na 'n goeie grobler.
Sy is.
Yeah.
So it's business.
And you must have a happy 30th birthday.
Yeah.
With all things new. You deserve it. You know that, right?
Thank you so much, guys.
Nice to meet you, Mickey.
It's the best year ever.
Yay!
Breakfast with Martin Bester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Jacaranda FM.